žabo dati v vodo in počasi segrevate vodo na šporhetu. In ta zadeva se segreva, segreva in žaba nima toliko občutka, kdaj je dovolj vroče, da bi se skuhala. In pa se prej skuha, predno ven skoči. Tako da ta univerza se kuha zdaj na mednarodnem ognju in noben ne opazi, da kdaj bo postala nekakovostna, kdaj ne bodo vsi dobri študenti ušli. In tudi študenti sami ne. In bomo najprej kuhani, potem se bomo še le premaknili.
Kaj pa univerza?
Oddaja o žabah, kuhanju in študentih.
Kako lepo. V današnji oddaji Prostor v etru namenjamo predšolski vzgoji. Natančneje, avtonomno organiziranem vrtcu z imenom Koko Lepo, ki se nahaja v Beogradu v zaskvotirani stavbi bivšega Inex filma. Koko Lepo deluje že od leta 2013 in je oblika neformalnega izobraževanja namenjena socialno ogroženim otrokom. V dotičnem primeru predvsem romskim otrokom, ki živijo v naselju Deponija v neposredni bližini Skvota. Glavni namen vrtca je otrokom zagotoviti brezplačno kvalitetno izobrazbo. Za več informacij se nam iz Beograda javlja Franki, eden izmed aktivistov in s tem tudi vzgojitelj, pedagog in oskrbnik vrtca. Sprva nam opiše sosesko Deponija.
It's a settlement called Deponija and it's currently the largest informal settlement in Belgrade. It's mostly most of the people who live there are Roma, most of whom are collectors, collectors of recyclable goods as a primary source of income. And we, you know, we just help by taking a certain number of kids 3 days a week from the settlement, and we just do some early childhood education with them.
V Srbiji je obiskovanje predšolske vzgoje obvezno, vendar pa večina otrok iz naselja Deponija zaradi socialnih preprek nima dostopa do državnih vrtcev. Otroci, ki nimajo niti osebne izkaznice, niti zdravstvenega zavarovanja, so tako v Koko Lepo deležni socializiranja in učenja različnih veščin. Vrtec je razdeljen v dve skupini. Trikrat tedensko Koko Lepo obiskujejo otroci mlajši od 8 let, čez vikende pa se nudi izobraževanje za otroke od 8. do 14. leta. Za razliko od formalnega izobraževalnega sistema, vzgojiteljsko delo ne temelji na formalni izobrazbi, temveč na osebnostni strukturi. Vse, kar potrebujete za delo v Koko Lepo, je vrlina, ki se ji pravi poštenost. Freddy pove, kako poteka vzgojiteljsko organiziranje.
Every teacher is also part of the collective. So we all make decisions together. We have, for instance, tonight we will have a meeting where we will all get together and discuss the last couple of weeks and what the next few weeks will hold, and we make decisions there. So it's a consensus-based group. And anybody who wants to come and help, who wants to join, and finds that they somehow fit into our ideals, is welcome to join, and it's easy to become a member of the collective.
Opiše nam tudi, na kakšen način se vrtec financira.
Well, the major expense, as far as all of Enex goes, is paying our electricity bills, but in the kindergarten we also have food costs. We have a hot meal every day we teach them. We have supply costs, of course, art supplies, papuch, stuff like this. So this all comes from either benefit concerts or parties that we throw, or what's usually the case is we get a lot of solidarity donations from groups all over Europe. So, for instance, a lot of anti-fascist and anarchist groups based out of Germany, Netherlands, some in Belgium, Slovenia, many, many places have been really forthcoming with their support, and it's made a huge difference. And besides that, occasionally, you know, private people will come and drop off toys or school supplies, things like this.
Kako poteka povprečen dan v Koko Lepo?
So, whenever we have class, we go to the settlement and we pick them up. We walk them across the street to the squat, and we have a circle in the morning where we discuss the theme that usually lasts about a couple weeks. So it could be spring, it could be family, something like this. We do some exercises, have an opening discussion, sometimes start some kind of art activity. Then we will have free time, and that lasts about an hour, I guess. We have also a calendar lesson, which has been with us from the beginning, where they learn numbers, days, months, weeks, seasons, etc. Some a little bit of spelling, stuff like this, when we can. And then we have a hot lunch. We also have a lot of our own songs that we've written or stolen, and some kind of directed activity, and then some sort of game at the end of the day where the kids can practice some kinds of skills. Yeah, that's basically the day. It lasts about 3 to 4 hours, and then we take them home, and that's how it works.
Kljub temu, da kolektiv v skvotu Inex filma deluje nelegalno, do zdaj niso imeli težav z oblastmi. V Koko Lepo poudarjajo, da imajo prijateljske odnose z nevladnimi organizacijami, ki delujejo na področju človekovih pravic, vendar pa si sodelovanja z njimi ne želijo. V Evropi, predvsem v Nemčiji, obstaja kar nekaj vrtcev, ki delujejo avtonomno in solidarno. Zato smo Frendija povprašali, po čem se Koko Lepo razlikuje od leteh.
Our kindergarten has a lot of things about it that are unique in that it not only works on a consensus basis and not only has a direct affinity for anti-racist or anti-sexist actions and organizations working all over. By this I mean that we take a special interest in, for instance, relieving some of the gender division of labor of raising families. We are interested in relieving some of the negative consequences of a racially divided society by providing this really simple service to some of the families, whichever ones we can reach. And on top of this, the fact is that our kids often, they have a unique situation in that they come from the largest informal settlement in Belgrade now, and a lot of them begin to work while they're still quite young. And so our program, I think, is important because despite these things, we're able to fairly regularly provide some kind of support and care that seems to have real consequences. So we've been told that when our kids leave Koko Lepo and when they go into real school, some of their teachers have already reported back that these students are at the top of their class from the beginning, which matters a lot because in Serbia, you're with your original classmates for about 8 years. So it's really nice that in a situation in which they would otherwise very, very likely be discriminated against immediately, now they can step into their first class with their first classmates and have some kind of an advantage. And we're hoping that has long-term consequences. So the question, if it is, are there other kindergartens like yours? Well, certainly there are. I would say hopefully most kindergartens are something like ours, but our situation as a whole, I think, is unique in a lot of ways.
Koko Lepo je torej dober zgled ne samo drugače organizirane, temveč tudi drugače ideološko usmerjene ustanove za predšolsko izobraževanje. V nasprotju z njihovim načinom podajanja znanja otrokom se v Podalpju redko vprašamo o ideološki vsebini vzgoje. Povprečnemu Slovencu ne pade na pamet, da bi podvomil o kurikulumu državnega vrtca. Raje tiho spodbuja trendovsko učenje individualizacije, konformizma in tekmovalnosti. Medtem ko se vzvišeno ukvarja s po njegovom trenutno največjo težavo predšolskega sistema, to je vprašanje, ali se bodo vrstniki norčevali iz otrok istospolnih partnerjev, vsi postajamo otroci deponije. Koko Lepo predstavlja aktivno in produktivno delovanje na vkljub institucionalni neformalnosti. Kjer država odpove, nikogaršnje otroke rešujejo prav kolektivi, ki niso obremenjeni s posnemanjem državnih struktur, ki jih namerno ali nenamerno vse prepogosto zatajijo. Pomen neformalnih izobraževalnih institucij se v družbi vedno bolj omejuje, obenem pa se dostop do izobraževanja vse skozi elitizira. Realnost, v kateri žive prebivalci deponije, se dogaja tudi marsikje drugje in ne le nekje daleč stran. Vse večja komercializacija in postopna privatizacija celotnega izobraževalnega sektorja sprva udarja marginalizirane, finančno in socialno deprivilegirane skupine. Omenjena procesa postopoma oduzemata osnovne človekove pravice, pod katere spada tudi pravica do znanja in izobraževanja. Mogoče nam bo v prihodnosti postalo še kako lepo in bomo ugotovili, da se etablirane izobraževalne ustanove financirajo same s pomočjo šolnin. Državni denar pa bomo lahko začeli vlagati v alternativne izobraževalne institucije, ki bodo opravljale vlogo šole, ko je ta zaradi objektivnih razlogov ne bo sposobna več opravljati. Za sladek konec Fredija vprašamo še o izvoru skovanke Koko Lepo.
The name, it should be Koliko je lepo, which means how nice it's been. However, one of our former students, his name was Maki, who now lives in Germany, he could never really finish that whole phrase, and he shortened it always to Koko Lepo. Or, for instance, if we had a lot of bread, he would say Koko Puno Leba or something like this. So it became an inside joke, Koko Lepo, everything was Koko Lepo, and so we named ourselves after it. So that's it.
Otroka deponije sta tudi Staša in Tine.
Žabo date v vodo in počasi segrevate. Vode na šporhetu. In ta zadeva se segreva in žaba nima toliko občutka, kdaj je dovolj vroče, da bi se skuhala. In pa se prej skuha predno ven skoči. Tako da ta univerza se kuha zdaj na mednarodnem ognju in noben ne opazi, da kdaj bo postala nekakovostna, kdaj ne bodo vsi dobri študenti ušli. In tudi študenti sami ne. In bomo najprej kuhani, potem se bomo šele premaknili.
Kaj pa univerza?
Oddaja o žabah, kuhanju in študentih.